Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. There is no space for violence in the MDCT. The MDCT is a social democratic party whose values include equality, solidarity, and respect for human rights. As such, I unreservedly condemn the violence that happened yesterday, the 6th of August 2017 in Bulawayo, where a group of thugs violently disrupted a meeting at our Bulawayo offices. As the president of the party, I condemn in the strongest terms this callous act of violence committed by these people. Our Vice President, Honorable Thokozani Khupe, together with other members of the national leadership, were manhandled by these thugs, resulting in the Vice President having to seek medical attention. Her position as party's Vice President, her dignity and her status as a woman, a mother and a role model to many young women, was immensely undermined in the process. This misguided behavior puts the name of the party and our beliefs into serious disrepute, both nationally and internationally. On the flip side, one wonders what motivated this callous behavior and whose cause was being advanced that is now turning out to be a benefit to our detractors. Only on Saturday, the 5th of August, 2017, we successfully launched the MDC Alliance, an event that has overwhelming national support. Before sunset, a few misguided elements decided to dampen that national spirit and the momentum of our new path to democracy. I understand there are a few culprits who have been apprehended by the police. And as leader of the party, I regard this incident as a criminal act and that these thugs must face the full wrath of the law. I have since activated our own internal investigations and appropriate disciplinary measures will be taken against the perpetrators or anyone behind them. Our party has been a victim of state-sponsored violence for many years since our existence. We have never been perpetrators of violence, and we have never adopted the ZANU-PF template of violence. We have lost over 500 supporters, leaders due to political violence. I, for one, have been a victim of violence at the hands of the state, bashed in a police station, in many circumstances, left for dead, while there have been many attempts on my life. We are investigating this incident with the intention of taking stern action against any of our members who may have been involved in this dastardly act. At the same time, we are not ruling out the invisible hand of the state, as it had the huge motive to dose our successful script of the Alliance on Saturday. As I said at the launch of the MDC Alliance, this is not going to be an easy road. It needs MDC supporters to remain focused and to stay away from unhealthy intra-party intolerance. The launch of the MDC Alliance speaks to the bigger picture for the need of a new Zimbabwe. And yesterday's incident should be condemned by all patriotic and God-fearing Zimbabweans, as it is at variance with the new country that we want to build. I want to conclude by saying that if anyone thinks violence would detract us and divert us from the alliance that we launched on Saturday, then they are very wrong. I have an exclusive mandate given to me by my party, National Council, to which I reported 11 days ago, to proceed with working with others, as dictated by the people of Zimbabwe, whom I met on a 1.5 months of consultations. There's no going back on the notion of Zimbabweans working together to unseat this regime, which we must not emulate. And I remember the comments by one old man in Binga when I was doing consultation, who emphasized that when you are president of the country, don't emulate Mugabe's footsteps. We must not be diverted, and keeping our eyes on the ball, alleviating the people of Zimbabwe from their suffering. That must be the focus and nothing else. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President Tsvangirai. Gentlemen, members of the press corps, it's now your time. President Tsvangirai will take questions. Yes, my brother.
My name is John Passim from SABC.
Yes, John. No.
I've got two questions. Mr. Tsvangirai, you said there are some people who have been arrested. Are you privy to whether these people who have been arrested are indeed MDC or they still remain unknown? The second question is in line with the comments that were done by some of your leadership, more so especially by Charlton Wende. I'll read what he said here. He said, organizing a caucus meeting which is against the spirit of MDC constitution is very irresponsible. You end up attracting unnecessary problems. And he was referring to the attack on Kupe. So as the party, yes, you are saying you condemn, but within the leadership of MDC, don't you think that you're divided?
Well, as far as the question of who have so far been apprehended, that is still work in progress. Investigations are continuing, and I'm sure that the police will come out with a list, and that those people will face their day in court. I can't reveal except to say that I have some information as to some people who have been arrested, but not in full details as to who. As to your second question on Charlton Wende, if a leader of a party which is committed to those values acts against those values, he equally must face the same censure. There is no value for the young people, there is no value for old people, there is no value for standing committee members or national leadership. Everyone is accountable to the values of the party. And so Charlton Wende will face the same censure like everyone else.
Thank you, President. Yes, my sister.
Are there any divisions in terms of the analysis that was done on Saturday? Is VP Kupe part of supporting this alliance or their issues?
Look, the MDC has gone through a number of processes to arrive at Saturday's meeting. We started in 2016 when we adopted the principles of how a coalition should be built. I was given specific mandate to negotiate that process, and we have done so. I reported to the council just last Friday, and there was an endorsement of the process. Now, there may be different approaches that may arise in any process, but the fundamental question is the question of are you disagreeing with the strategy or disagreeing with the steps or the process that has been undertaken? If it is the process, then internal robust debate must be engaged in, and there must be a way in which, even if you have reservations, you have an opportunity to still raise those issues. So far, nothing has been brought to my attention, and this is work in progress, province by province. And I'm sure our negotiators are making very significant progress in order to adjust where they may have reservations.
Thank you, President. Oh, Lesser.
Yes. President Tsvangirai, there are reservations that your party is not sincere in terms of dealing with the people who are perpetrating violence. There's been a string of violence that has been part of the MDC from the Elton Mangoma era to the Stephen Tristan incident. But nothing has been done so far. What would make the nation believe that they are going to act this time around?
You wait until we act.
Yes.
Why do you have to measure the thing? There has been a committed offense that has happened. And I'm telling you, we are committed to deal with it. And you wait until we deal with it.
Yes, my brother.
Bring you back to 2010 when you expelled 5 MDCUs, namely Rino Mashaya, Shakespeare, Coin, Stephen Jawi, Tony, and Francis Chibiso. But what we understand is some of these youths were reinstated back in the party when you did expel them in 2011 for the violence that erupted in the harvest. Why did you bring them back? The second question is, did you talk to DP Cooper and what did she say?
Well, let me start with the question. There is no such thing as permanent penalty. People make mistakes in the party. They are disciplined and they are given period of rehabilitation because we believe that punishment is an incentive for good behavior. If these young people were misguided and found fault with the law and with the disciplinary procedures of the MDC, then they were given those penalties around that time. And they were given sufficient time to rehabilitate themselves. So they have been rehabilitated. It doesn't mean necessarily that when you mete out punishment, it's a permanent death penalty. So they were brought back because they had fulfilled the conditions for the penalty. I don't know whether this is necessary for me to respond, but yes, I talked to Vice President Kupe, I talked to Chairman Moyo. I was also trying to inquire what actually happened. And there is an understanding as to how we should proceed on the matter.
Thank you, President. Any more questions? No more questions. You want to ask Adam?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Too many questions. Yes, yes, sir.
I just wanted to understand how the situation is that you launch an important narrative in the party where you are. You launched the MDC alliance and your top brass, your chairperson, your vice president are not available. And the next day they are beaten and by people who are said to have come from all the way from Iraq.
I don't know either. I don't know why if people make excuse that they will not attend the function, then equate by beating up as a consequence of it. I don't know how you can equate the two. There was a function, and the party was aware of that function, and the party committed itself to that function. And if people made excuses that they will not be able to attend, I talked to Moyo in the morning before the function, and he said, "President, I'm not able to come." I said, "Why?" Oh, he made his excuses. So who am I to force people to come and attend that function? The subsequent incident that then happened has nothing to do with the function on Saturday. As I stated in my remarks, this was an occasion where there was overwhelming support from the nation. And why should we dampen that spirit?